This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the yoga and fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Kelly McCardle, a registered yoga therapist, owner of Nalumbo Yoga Therapy, providing therapeutic techniques to clients one-on-one and in small therapeutic group settings. Kelly, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. So what is the difference between yoga and yoga therapy?
Well, yoga generally is done in a studio with 30 or more individuals doing the same yoga postures. You may have seen pictures of it or been to a yoga class before. And usually they're always moving together at the same time. And so, you know, this form of yoga is wonderful. It's a preventative activity for maintaining health. However, yoga therapy is a little bit different because it's for individuals that would not normally benefit from this regular yoga class situation. These are individuals that usually have chronic stress or chronic pain or limited mobility, and they benefit more from a small group setting or one-on-one with a yoga therapist.
Why yoga therapy in this day and age, and what are the techniques used?
Well, in our society right now, we're currently witnessing an increase in chronic pain and chronic diseases, obesity, diabetes, cancers, which all directly relate to the countless ways that our bodies and our minds are stressed from our day-to-day challenges. So there's now a vast array of medical scientific research studies that show that chronic stress affects the autonomic nervous system, and the endocrine functions, which means that stress is contributing to 80% of our chronic diseases. It is a major health problem. It is affecting our quality of life. It is affecting how we interact with one another, our consumption of health care, high sick leave rates. So it's also very much influencing depression, which is one of the most common causes of ill health and lost productivity today. So now with yoga therapy, we use these techniques to help relieve stress, help relieve chronic pain and chronic diseases, and address them in a different way.
Most certainly. And what population do you work with using yoga therapy?
Well, the clients that I see right now, it's a wide range of health issues. For instance, I see a lot of people with back pain or people who are cancer survivors, people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. Or on the other side of it, the mental health side, there's generalized anxiety disorders and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder as well.
Today we are with Kelly McCardle, a registered yoga therapist, owner of Nalumbo Yoga Therapy, providing therapeutic techniques to clients one-on-one and also in small therapeutic group settings here on eHealth Radio's yoga and fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Kelly, is yoga for everyone?
It is for everyone. It definitely is. If you're healthy and vibrant and well in your body, then yoga classes are so fantastic for you. And if you are suffering maybe from a chronic health condition, or you are in a wheelchair, or maybe you are an amputee, or limited mobility or pain, then yoga therapy is definitely for you.
And what would you say are the benefits of using not only yoga, but the yoga therapy in particular?
Well, ultimately, yoga therapy gives people the ability to take control over their disease or their chronic pain or their anxiety or their stress. All of the yogic techniques culminate in the person gaining a rich understanding of their own body and their own mind, and noticing how the two interact with one another So they learn to listen closely to their thoughts and their bodies so they can make better choices in the future, and that leads to a healthier existence.
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online as well?
Sure, Eric. I have a website, and it is www.nelumboyoga.com. So it's NelumboYoga.com. Nelumbo being the lotus flower, that's what it stands for. And all that information on how to contact me individually is on that website.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there one last bit of advice or a tip that you could leave with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Sure. Actually, you know, Eric, I'd like to just share with everyone one really, really simple practice that makes a huge difference in how people are feeling in the very moment. And it has to do with breathing. A lot of us, you know, we don't pay much attention to how our body breathes, but it actually is always signaling how our minds are feeling. And we can calm our minds by calming the breath. So all you need to do is take one hand and put it on your chest, and then take the other hand and put it on your belly. And then when you breathe in, see if you can allow that hand that's on the chest to stay still while the hand that's on the belly rises with the inhalation, and then on the exhalation, the hand on the belly goes back towards the spine. So what you're doing here is you're not breathing through your chest, which is where most of us are spending a lot of our time breathing, but you're actually breathing through the belly and engaging the diaphragm, which calms the mind.
Well, certainly do appreciate your joining us here today. We've been speaking with Kelly McArdle, a registered yoga therapist, owner of Nelumbo Yoga Therapy, providing therapeutic techniques to clients one-on-one and in small therapeutic group settings. And the website of reference, once again, is NelumboYoga.com. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and come back anytime.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Yoga and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.